Discourse 16, August 25, 1932. Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou mighty creative principle of life, as a part of thee we give praise and thanks for the recognition of the opportunity of proving our inheritance, that we have become conscious we are a part of thee, and thy love, wisdom, and power are ever-flowing, that this step through the veil of matter is so easy, that we are always confident we can step through the veil of matter at will, thereby releasing thy power into instant activity, and that thy wisdom directs, thy love enfolds, and thy light protects thy children. Let thy radiance enfold the mind of every one of thy children, and cause them to consciously rise into oneness with thee. Greetings and love from the host whose radiation ministers through this center. The Discourse. Through the Veil. Within the consciousness of everyone is the secret key by which each may go through the veil and become active in his or her own mighty inner presence, which knows no limitation. Meditate upon this often. We have but to turn this key and feel and hear the bolt turn back, admitting us to that chamber of eternal silence where the almighty creative power of God is in action. God has so graciously provided this key within the consciousness of everyone. How do you turn this key? A simple way is to know that where your consciousness is, there you are. Strange to say, few seem able to accept this great truth. I mean by that to go consciously through and partake of that great presence which would beautify the body, giving it eternal youth, would loose the wisdom of the eternal memory, consciously taking command, and would make the individual the master of all conditions which God intended his creation to be master of, and to do all he intended his creation to do. In the early part of one's awakening, it requires tenacity to hold fast to the simple things that later seem so powerful. There is no such thing in our vocabulary as the recognition of the word can't when one has learned to follow the middle way. There is, within the consciousness of every individual, that which represents the pendulum of a clock, or the balance of consciousness. While yet within the hold of human consciousness, the inclination is to swing from one extreme to the other, from great depression to great joy, and back again. To consciously take the determined stand that you constantly act within this perfect balance of love, wisdom, and power will enable anyone to come quickly into the poise of the middle way and have no fear of swinging to either extreme. In the control of the water power of your physical world, you have gates by which you control its flow. So within the consciousness of each individual is the gate of pearl which it is possible to raise at will, letting through the river of life, causing it to flow when and where you will, or where there is need or demand. This can be quickly acquired when one is able to shut out the questioning of the outer mind. All accomplishment comes through the steadfastness and unwavering consciousness, paying no attention to the outer appearances, nor setting a time for results. Memorize this marvelous affirmation. It seems incredible that there must be a continual reminder before the outer consciousness to keep it from running off the track and causing the waste and outlet of the accumulated power. Say tenaciously, to every intrusion of the outer mind, no, absolutely no, I have been affected and led by your ignorance for the last time. I have entered into my divine inheritance and presence. Henceforth my attention does remain there, and all the outer screaming for attention I no longer hear. I have entered within the sacred circle of my mighty Master God Self, and henceforth naught else but that presence ever finds recognition from me. Faith. Faith is always an important factor in gaining the use of the light. As an illustration, if you were going someplace where you had not yet been, you would have seen a map, heard a description, or in some other way have learned of this outer place to which you were going, having perfect confidence that the place was there. Underlying this activity, the whole thing is faith in some kind of a report brought to you. Can you not have this same unwavering confidence and faith in the use of these superpowers of which you have heard, although you may not have yet seen them? If you would exert the same confidence and faith in reaching to and attaining the perfect contact with your mighty God Self that you have in physically reaching a destination where you have not yet been, you would find the results 1,000 times more wonderful. You would consciously reach that inner presence with far greater invincible certainty than you would the culmination of your outer journey. The fact is that in almost every walk of life, we have a certain confidence that we can go to, do, and be certain things in the outer. Why not have the same confidence in reaching the inner light, which brings you rewards so much greater than the outer that there is no comparison? In some way, the students must gain this certain invincible confidence in their ability to right now step through the veil and enter into the full activity of their mighty, invincible God Self. They need to do but a small analysis of their own activity to see how they may turn this mighty confidence and faith into the right and greater channel and have perfect eternal results which the activity of the outer self can never give. Try to recognize that in the slightest activity in the outer, it is always the power or energy of God acting. Know this. Then stimulate the activity of the consciousness into recognizing that as you consciously direct this God power into the channel of your highest desires, you can enter into its limitless use. You do this by recognizing that it is all-powerful and that through your own consciousness you give it full power. This will bring the focus of using your God power under your conscious, demanded direction, so that instead of many outlets, there is but a single outlet upon which it is focused. By this, you know it is impossible not to attain the desired results. Students everywhere especially long for perfection of form, of voice, of activity, when the only thing that stands between them and this perfection is their own lack of unwavering confidence in the inner God power, which is the life flowing through their forms to produce this desired effect right now. Marvels. Do I startle you when I say that 1 minute a day of actually, joyously feeling this mighty perfection of God permeating your mind and being with its full intensity would in a few months transmute and transform your entire outer appearance? Strange to say, there is only now and then one who will stay close enough to this simple thing to produce these glorious results. The same may be achieved in the use of this great love, wisdom, and power. Do not wait for something to demand it. But continuously, every time you have a few moments during the day, do the following. Just be still and feel this perfection of God filling every cell of your being, mind, and body. And you will soon see sufficient results to go joyously on until the complete transformation takes place. Most individuals, after a few times, a few days, and at most a few weeks, find the joyous enthusiasm waning, and the first thing they know, they have dropped the idea entirely, only because the restless outer has in some way gained their attention. I tell you, beloved students, there is no use delaying the day of attainment. If you need to renew a garment, or you have a desire for a certain kind of food, you find no effort in holding fast to the idea until it comes. It is no harder to enter into the full illumination of the light, which contains the essence of all outer form, and have that perfect manifestation in your life, than it is to get the food or clothing. I leave it to you. Is it not a much more worthy effort? Again, let me give a simple illustration. In your schoolwork, in the outer life, you are requested to commit to memory a page or a few pages of something. It never occurs to you that you cannot do it. You buckle down to it, and before you can scarcely realize it, it is accomplished. With the same determination, you can restore the forgotten memory that will restore to you great treasures of wisdom. I am determined to get the simplicity of this mighty truth to you in such a manner that the outer is compelled to give way before this mighty presence. It is but a matter of holding fast until you do accomplish it, and of not letting the outer things switch you off. As we said in the beginning, a definite work is being done through this instruction of the I Am, and it cannot be undone. The inner work of releasing the great cosmic light for the blessing of mankind goes on regardless of all outer conditions. This work is not an ordinary thing. And when the students come under this observation, there will be the irresistible power of cosmic light and love drawing them. And the moment they begin to turn right or left away from it, they will find something confronting them. When they would forget the inner glory of their mighty I Am presence for the outer, they will find they cannot do it. You see, the fact is that they have entered into the activity of the great love, wisdom, and conscious power of the mighty I Am presence and the great host of ascended masters, and that mighty activity is all-controlling and eternal. Once the great inner power, which is the mighty I Am presence, starts to act, in reality it never stops. These individuals have said they wanted to serve the great light. It has taken them at their word and goes on. Mrs. Ballard, might I sometimes serve the great powers of nature by helping to design and create flowers with markings and points of light as part of them? Beloved Saint Germain, you are touching a memory of what may again be, but also the memory of what has been. Mrs. Ballard, was that on this earth or on Venus? Saint Germain, everywhere. You may do whatever you wish, and none may say you nay. In contemplating this, you are touching your own divine element. You see, the children of the fire and air have great genius in the creation of flowers, a process which involves the handling of colors. There is a school just behind the veil of human limitations, where little children are received and taught. In this school, flowers are created, and many things are designed for their education and enjoyment. You teach in this school, and while the verbal instruction is going on, the thought is presented in colors, in the most beautiful forms. You have been working in this school for some time, and your coming is looked forward to with great delight by the children. In the ascended state, all decorative ornamentation is created within the substance itself. For instance, in the building of walls, whatever you determine upon manifests as the finished product. For in the higher spheres of activity, the eternal electronic substance responds as readily to your thought as bread dough does to the activity of your hands on the physical plane. This eternal electronic substance may be molded by thought into the most beautiful forms. Mrs. Ballard, will you focus the light and power through and around me strong enough for me to be the example of the fulfillment of the law? Saint Germain, much will come forth in the use of certain ones. In this advent of the mighty presence, there will come the demonstrative power to prove the power of God wherever desirable. You and this good brother, Guy W. Ballard, have both felt this for some time past. A certain amount of demonstration in the future will be permitted in order to more clinchingly hold the attention of the earnest student on the great law of the mighty I Am Presence. Every one of God's children, if they have sufficient determination to utilize the great law of God to heal, bless, and prosper all, will find themselves able to do amazing things. It is all a matter of reaching into that presence, and the light of the mighty I Am with sufficient intensity. If you take a dull coal of fire from the grate and blow continuously upon it, it will come into a white heat or light. So does the attention on the light and the mighty presence of God which you are cause the inner breath of God to breathe out or forth, as it were, causing the electronic structure of your mind and body to glow with unusual radiance. You will find many wonderful and beautiful things occurring in your midst. The true secret inner feeling and attitude of the student is to take the determined stand that there is nothing too great for my attainment, and hold fast to it. Then you open wide the door for marvelous things to appear and occur. The dove represents the speed of the inner activity. It shows that the true activity is gaining. Contemplate and meditate upon this often. Any ascended master can appear and precipitate this, that, or anything. Say often, I can and do precipitate whatever I want. The inner knows the perfection and has precipitated the outer. Know that you can restore that perfection where it belongs. I never waste time or energy on the inconsistency of human beings. If people want to love their chains, let them have them. Never let the thought or feeling of, I wonder if it were so, come into your consciousness. Kick it out forever. I want to convey to you, somehow, that each one of you has the power to enter into the God Self when and where you will for the accomplishment of any good purpose. Make your outer mind continually acknowledge this. I am through the veil now. Cut off this outer thing that keeps saying you are not. The temples of light. There is a vast difference between the green temple and the jade temple. The ruby temple has nothing whatsoever to do with the so-called red of your world, but has its own special activity. The violet temple is the most marvelous divine thing possible to conceive. Then there is the crystal temple, in which at times the most delicate colors of ruby, jade, and violet play. These four temples form the corners of the squaring of the circle. Mrs. Ballard, can we go and visit these temples at will? Saint Germain, positively. Just the same as the boys went the other night to the concert. Give the command. I am going to consciously visit and bring back the conscious memory of it. Just because you do not always bring back the memory of an experience is no proof that you did not have it or go where the thought was directed. You do go where the thought is directed. That truth is eternal. Get the truth fixed forever in your consciousness that when you give a command as Christ, the command is fulfilled, for God is the power acting. Get away from all this wishy-washy doubt. It must be done. Doubt is like being tied to a rubber band, lets you get away just so far and then pulls you back. Visualize yourself cut free from every limitation. Using your sword of blue flame of divine love, make the physical motions. Do not allow yourself to get lukewarm about anything. Keep up a joyous enthusiasm for that magnificent eternal presence. Remember that in all activity done for another by the ascended host, it is always done through the inner radiance of the student or individual. To Mrs. Ballard, centuries ago you precipitated paintings of a perfection that has never been equaled since. Those transferred from the temple at Mitla and taken to the Royal Teton were your work. To Mrs. Ballard regarding the retreat in the Andes is the retreat of the golden-haired masters from the great central spiritual sun. Remember always to know that after you have given out references about the ascended masters, it has anchored within the student a clearer conception about them. The recognition of the ascended masters and their work is a tremendous opportunity for them to pour forth help to the student. Please get this. A student or individual must first go out in consciousness to an ascended master or great intelligence. Then that intelligence can come back tenfold or more. It is the same with everything else. Until you can recognize that a thing is a fact, how can you receive its benefit? I must leave you now, as I have received my second call. I am going to Switzerland. There will come forth aerial transportation that will put all other transportation on the rubbish pile, so far as commercial purposes are concerned. Benediction. Mighty Presence, and thou glorious radiant being, Cyclopea, we give thanks for thy outpouring, and that thou dost continue to enfold all in thy great love, wisdom, and power. Pour out for these thy children limitless supply and blessings of earth.